I just thought about all this stuff as I was like sitting down, and I was like, oh, well, we might as well just talk about this on the pod.
As you were just now sitting down?
Literally, like, I was worried about, like...
Are we on the pod right now?
Yeah, we're on the pod.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What is this, episode 99?
That's what the main thing I was going to talk about.
Episode 99. We need
something special, bro.
What should we do?
Thank God. What do you mean?
Thank God it's not episode 100. This would be kind of a bust. Yeah,
we really don't. And we have a big break. So just a heads up for people.
If anyone's listening and they know someone famous.
Famous. This is our 100th episode. Yeah, we're not just
tell
going
them,
after.
Like, hey, I know some guys. They do a pod. It's their 100th episode.
We're not just going after any random jabroni.
We get the right famous person. We'll build you a house at cost.
Wow. You're heard it here first, folks.
That's what
I'll
we
build
do.
It for you.
That's our side gig.
Yeah. Yeah, podcasting is where we make all our money.
That's our nut, but the side gig is home building.
Yeah.
That's more of a...
Matt came out to my neighborhood and was talking some trash, and I said...
Dad was?
I hate you.
Dad?
No, Matt.
Oh. What was he talking trash about?
Matt was like...
He's like, wow, I can't believe you've let those guys bully you into stealing material.
Yeah, they didn't bully me. Okay, so here's the story.
I gotta know about that. Because as soon as you sent me the fill-in, the first thing I sent you back was 7 sheets of OSB.
Yeah, very true. Okay, so that's... And, like, I'm looking at the... Okay, so let me give the background.
I'm glad I
this.
Noticed it, you know?
I noticed it too, dude. Like, I'm looking at it, and I'm like... I'm looking at the OSB we have. All right, let me give the story before we talk about this. All right, so I'm making this, like, carport.
Small, it's 12 by 20 carport.
No walls on the exterior just side, roofing. No outlets, just roofs and four posts. So I'm making this carport, and then this, like all these guys we work with are Hispanic. So I'm working with the best one.
What's that mean?
There's always a number one. There's
you mean
always
he knows
guy.
The most English?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm working with the best.
That's probably the less offensive way to say it.
So he brings me like a 2x10, like a cut of a 2x10, and he's got notes on it. It's like 7 sheets of OSB, 1 2x10x10.
Pretty bold
one
two for by him 10 to put that 12. At the top, too. You think he'd sneak
oh,
it in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, we've ordered 16 OSB for this. OSB is, like, plywood.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the roofing.
Anyways, so like, I'm looking at the roofing we have, and I'm like, how the hell does this guy need... Like, we're already, like, halfway done with the roof, and he's saying he needs 7 sheets more, and there's, like, 10 on the ground right now?
Yeah.
So I'm like, huh.
That's odd.
This is iffy.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. I'm like, I look at him and I look at this. I'm like, you really need 7 more sheets of OSB. And he says, yeah, yeah, yeah. 7 more sheets. We'll be good. So then Jose pulls up. Jose is like the main boss of the whole entire operation.
Yeah.
So Jose pulls up and he's the best of English of all.
Yeah.
He's the boss. Boss English. So I'm like, dude, do you, like, your guy made me order 7 extra sheets of OSB. Do you, like, you really think we're going to use that? And he was like, yeah, probably. And then, like, the roof is done. I'm like, there's no other place that OSB could go on this whole entire project. And I look in the back of the van, and all 7 sheets of OSB are still in the van.
Like, he needed 7 to finish his own house.
Yep, so I pulled out the receipt. I showed it to Jose. I said, what's up with this? Like, your guy made me pay 7 sheets, buy 7 sheets of OSB, and they're all in the back of the van still. And then, I mean, he's like, oh, well, like, we'll return it. So I give him the receipt, and he's like, do you just want to go in my guy? And, like, so the guy that told me to buy it was the same guy that had to unload it, and I'm just looking at him.
Yeah. You think it was definitely a thief?
I think he was trying to rob. Yeah. I mean, like, I
not
know.
Not a miscommunicado.
Being in construction, it's not, like, unheard of for people to, like, steal shit. Like, I've even given people permission to, like, go into my dumpsters and steal shit.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm like, this guy was, like, not a part of the neighborhood, and this is when I worked at DRB. But he was like, hey, man, like, I need some scrap. Yeah, 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 for whatever. Like, is it cool if I just, like, come out here late at night and take stuff out of the dumpster? And I was like, dude, if it's in the dumpster...
Have at it.
Yeah, feel go free. Wild. No, go crazy.
One man's trash is another man's treasure.
Yeah, and also, like, he'll take away from, like, the cost, the weight of yeah. the dumpster if he's taking enough of it.
What did Jose say? Anything afterwards?
Jose was like, so Jose comes up to my, this is after I bought a 6x6 pressure treated, like, beam because he was like, it's wobbly. We need to, like, support it on these sides. So I was like, all right, cool. And then he was like, hey, man, I'm sorry. And I was like, what are you sorry about? And I'm thinking he's talking about his homie
thief
or his brother. I think it might be his brother robbing me.
Yeah.
But it wasn't about that. He was like, I need another 6x6 pressure treated beam. I had to go to Home Depot. I went to Home Depot like 3 times that day. It was driving me nuts.
Man, he should have told you that instead of all the OSB.
Yeah, that dude was trying to rob me. OSB is expensive. 7 sheets of OSB was like $144.
Yeah, I guess it was like $100. I think it was like $20 a sheet.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Got to keep on watching, and that we do, folks.
That we do.
You know, we almost gotta just keep reviewing movies so that we can keep the theme song.
Just that.
It absolutely slaps. Yeah, I love
the theme song.
What, where did we record it?
Here.
Oh, out there in the front?
No, I think we recorded it in this room. I think we were past that. So we started off in my
dining room. Remember, there's videos of us... Like, we were coming up with the theme song, and there's videos of us just being, like, singing over the song at the beginning. It's classic.
Yeah.
So we were out there, I think, when we made
it. That's crazy.
Because we would, that one time we did the sequel to Glass Onion.
Yeah.
The sequel.
It's just Glass Onion.
Yeah, yeah. The sequel to what is it?
Blade something.
Knives Out.
Knives Out. Thank you.
And we were hammered. And we were like,
oh my God.
That day well, we did Double Decker.
Yeah, we did.
We sang twice that day. The first time I think we did
the Star Wars Andor, show, and then.
And we sang. Andor. We sang the pod, and then later we were pretty drunk.
Movie night. Yeah. Dude, we still don't have the audio figured out, but we're a little bit better than then.
Oh, definitely much better than that. That was. We had a whole episode. The first episode we ever did got deleted. And then we had a...
Wait, like, what do you mean it got deleted?
Bullet Train.
Oh, Bullet Train. Yeah,
Bullet
yeah,
Train
yeah.
first episode
And then
episode
we had a One
ever.
Piece episode that was ruined.
One Piece, the episode was classic.
So I used to, like... Because I had, like, my PC right in front of me. So I would clip the videos because, like, the biggest pain in the ass is, like... I mean, we don't have a lot of fans here. But the biggest pain in the ass is the marketing. So for this podcast, it's like we need to clip videos from what we think is funny, and then we need to...
So if we had a big laugh, Zach would clip it. He'd click clip, and that would cut that last 30 seconds so that he could remember where it was funny.
I was laughing. 30 seconds, we got it.
Yeah, then, so at the time, now I'm wearing headphones because I'm so... I have PTSD of these moments.
Sometimes I sound too loud there and you don't say anything to me. I'm breathing heavy. Every time I'm a third party to a conversation and I'm sitting in that chair, all I hear is my breathing.
Well, I can't just pay attention to everything, but I can pay attention to if you're clipping something and then it... So Zach would clip funny moments, and it was one of our funniest pods because we were dying laughing.
I mean, like, I don't know. I think I was really laughing because of all the dumb shit you were saying about One Piece.
I think I was also, like, making some almost like...
It would have been very popular for a certain crowd of people.
I was being a freaking prophet. I hadn't even seen.
Oh, you were saying like, some mad shit. I remember.
I don't even remember what I said, but you were like,
wait.
Yeah. So Zach was clipping a bunch, and what I couldn't tell is in the computer, since I wasn't wearing headphones, the clips were all playing.
They were just constantly on repeat over each other, and I clicked like 12 times.
Yeah.
So it was 13. There was 13 Johns, and there was 13 Zachs, and it was just like. So, like, for, like, after the first funny clip on to, like, the 12th, it just got more chaotic as it went.
I'll tell you what, too. Like, after Bullet Train getting deleted and then that happening, at that point, I was ready
to quit.
Really? Like, dude, I was like, if we can't post one, what are we doing?
You were already ready to quit at number one, and now we're on 100.
I'll tell you this, too. There was a time. Oh, no, this is what it is. So, like, whenever we would mess one up, it's impossible to redo that thing. So,
oh, like the one we had with Matt was kind of ruined.
Even if you mess up the first 10
12 minutes.
Yeah, the intro.
Like, we had a funny 12 minutes with Matt, and then we had to try and reciprocate it, and it's disgusting.
That's why I always try and check in with Tay at the beginning, so like at least if we redo it, we are only like 5 minutes in.
Hell, that's what
because
we should
pay Jack
for,
because we were gonna redo Bullet Train.
Kalen was like,
oh yeah, we'll hire Jack.
We'll just hire Jack to do this. Yeah, you'll be here every Monday.
We're gonna need clips. We're gonna need audio checks.
Every time you laugh,
late night audio.
Every time Jack laughs, that'll be a good way to figure out if it's
like... he's a tough cookie to crack.
Yeah.
So if you get him...
No, then... but I've been making Jack laugh more recently. Like, he's out of his, like, oh, I'm too cool to be a teen phase.
You think? He's only 15.
Yeah, but I think he's laughing. I used to do this thing when, like, Jack just came into our family. I think I still do it, just, like, nobody, like,
points it out to me.
Except for Jack really pointed out to me. So, like, I'd be pointing at things, and I point at it with my middle finger.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, it's right here.
I never noticed you do that anymore, but you did it as a kid.
I think I did it as, like, a grown adult. Like, whenever, like, I took Jack to, like, that peach farm in Brooks.
Yeah.
Mike gave Satan a swirly. I made a good Instagram post about that. I deleted it.
Because you were fat?
I deleted all of my Instagram posts.
Why do people do that? Since you're
starting new.
Just keep starting anew.
Well, my buddy Javon was like,
you should start anew.
He was like, hey, man, like the last time you posted on Instagram was when you were skinny and you've been fat twice since then.
You're skinny again. Maybe even more prevalent.
I'm skinny fat again. I'm still not beach ready.
You're going tomorrow.
I know. And I'm terrified.
Why are you borrowing Dad's truck?
Oh, drive my truck for 100 miles.
What's wrong with it?
It's everything. I don't even know what's wrong with it, but like the transmission might need to get fixed again. I think I need to get my tires aligned.
Didn't you just get a new transmission?
Yeah, and it was a problem.
Have you complained back to those people?
No, I'm going to send it back to them. Okay. I have 100,000 miles to complain, so I figured I should get my...
Yeah, you should have gone to Florida, in fact.
Yeah. Should get my 100,000 miles out of it.
Yeah, 99. You call.
Hey, this sucks.
It sucks since day one.
Anyway, so I guess we kind of watched.
How much have you watched?
Two episodes. That's what you told me to watch.
I said watch at least two.
How many have you watched?
Four. So
I
we
don't
were watching
like it.
You don't like it? Is that what you said?
Everything gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Just be glad you didn't get to episode four. We watched Baby Reindeer. That's why I asked how many episodes. At the request of our Uncle Todd. Cool guy.
Cool guy, just weird. I thought you liked it. You said
I was
you were
entertained.
Interested. Yeah.
Episode four flipped the switch for me.
Episode two was pretty intense, too.
What did you get to four?
Really?
Dude, I was... Are you going to watch it?
Yeah, I'll watch it. Now that you put this on me.
After me and Taylor watched it, I said...
I'm done?
That was dark. I don't know.
What?
You want to know?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. So, yeah, I want to know.
Basically, episode three, she goes really bonkers.
She looks like she's going berserker.
Episode 4, he goes and turns her in at the end of episode 3. Cop's like, why did it take you so long? And then you get a backstory of him, and it just gets dark and twisted.
Oh, the guy? He's dark and twisted.
He had a dark and twisted lifestyle. Everything's Todd said dark and twisted. I've been
dark
saying,
and who did you say, Todd?
Todd said, this is dark and twisted. And ever since dark he texted us, I can't be.
The Shane Gillis?
Yeah. And I love that. And so every time.
You can't be emo and Australian at the same time.
I'm actually quite dark and twisted.
I'm actually quite dark and twisted. He does it so good, dude. The perfect Australian.
Yeah.
Shane Gillis.
So Taylor was like, what's this show about? I'm like, I don't know, but Todd says it's pretty dark and twisted.
That's great. I have a joke.
I won't ruin it for you in case you want to watch, but I kind of wish you had seen this one. I didn't know it was going
to
happen.
You told me to watch it.
I didn't know it was going
to happen. Okay.
I didn't know.
I have a joke.
Okay.
So in this show, the guy is like a failing comedian, which is why he kind of like gives this girl his, like, he gives her attention and then she ends up going to a show and then he gives her more attention because,
yeah,
it's weird. Anyways, I've only watched 2 episodes. All right, so, this is my joke. I thought about this joke, like, and then me, Hudson, and Matt, two of my buddies, we workshopped it before you got in here.
Oh, yeah. I love good joke
workshop. All right. So, did y'all hear about the gay guy that lost his boyfriend and his job because he was talking like a baby?
No. What about the gay guy who lost his boyfriend and job because he was talking like a baby?
He's looking for a new career.
How did you come up with that?
I came up with the premise on my own because I just heard career and like I was like,
why was he gay?
Huh?
Why was he gay?
Was he gay?
Yeah. Why did he have to be gay for that joke?
Because he lost his boyfriend and his job and he's looking for a new career.
Yeah.
Queer. Career.
Oh, I just thought that it was the baby in the Kawea pot.
So you just laughed out loud for.
I think the joke didn't need all that. Did you hear about the guy who lost his job because he was talking like a baby?
He's looking for a new Kawea.
Kawea.
Yeah, but there's like, do you think there's too much? Because I feel like my joke is way better.
No, I think it's worse. It's too multifaceted. Too much
for
too many. You don't
too
need
too much for a
you
quick
need
joke.
Two punchlines and one basic little.
Did
joke.
You hear about the guy that lost his job because he was talking like a baby? Yeah,
I think that's better.
Yeah, but my joke has like so many,
just two levels
branches,
and I don't think it needs them both.
It's got so many branches. I feel like the joke that you just made is already probably a thing also.
Yeah, probably.
I feel like I've heard that.
Maybe you didn't make a joke.
Yeah, I heard both jokes. I'm disgusting. Anyway, so this show is all about like a girl who's stalking
Do you know any background on it?
I know that it's a true story, and I know that the girl is like people are trying to find the girl or something.
They found her. She was in an interview. Piers Morgan.
Is she alive?
And the guy.
Is she alive?
Yeah, she's alive. And the guy.
She was in an interview with Piers Morgan. How's she doing?
She also acts just like the girl. She'll be like, I only ever sent him one letter. And he's like, there's record of you sending 86. And she's like, they must be fabricated.
Well, also, 86 was like one day in comparison to like what
those
the
were
show
emails
was doing.
She handwritten.
Oh,
the guy actor is the guy that it's about?
No,
the guy plays himself.
He got stalked.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a bold move.
Yeah, and he
did
like
the girl get jail time.
I don't know. Haven't got there yet.
Me neither.
So I was gonna make my plot summary a joke about. where I said in a the fourth episode ruins everything for you. So I was gonna make a joke.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. So I was gonna,
because the dude's, is he doing gay stuff?
It's like, and turns me. So I was,
well, because she was like, who ruined your life?
Yeah,
it was a man, wasn't it?
Boy, so, was it.
Yeah.
So
it's that bad.
It's brutal.
So it's like rape.
And yeah, and then this guy. Young. So, I was going to make a joke anymore. Before I watched the fourth episode. I was going to make a joke in my plot summary that was going to say something like, in a world where nice fat girl is just trying to find love and a closeted queer guy.
Yeah.
Some guy who bangs trannies, we're supposed to be convinced that she's the freak. I was going to make a joke.
Right. Like, oh, and then you see what happened and now he's the freak?
No, he's not the freak. I was making a joke that he was the freak. Then fourth
you
episode.
You saw the fourth episode and you're like, I can't make this joke.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh my god. You're like, ah,
that's why he's into trannies now.
Ugh, dude, I don't want to see this fourth episode.
You don't have to. So basically.
So we're done. We're not gonna do this pod again.
Oh, I don't know if I cared.
Really? After that episode,
I'll probably finish it. I mean, I feel like I've watched.
Well, then I gotta watch the fourth episode.
Okay.
Is it that bad?
I mean, it's just like, damn, that was intense.
Do you remember like the movie? It was the one where the guy from. X-Men.
Okay.
Doc Ock. The main guy.
Magneto? No. Professor X.
Thank you. The you young version your of kid Professor Xavier. X.
Yeah. Split. Yeah.
But I don't think it was Split, was it?
Where he does what?
Was that the sequel? Or was that
Mr. Glass?
Okay, so Split.
What happened?
So that girl at the beginning, the girl Anya Taylor-Joy, who is Queen's Gambit, she gets like
raped and split
at the start
by her
uncle.
It's
way worse than that.
Yeah. Split. I don't even really remember that part.
So it's like you'll never forget this.
It's just dark and twisted. That's
it's
for sure.
Freaking that dark and that twisted.
I think that it's crazy that this story is about the guy and he like wanted to make it.
Right. So like, you know? Is it like, oh, I would never tell that story if anybody put a knife to my throat.
No, I think like you probably have to.
I don't know what's going on.
He gets essayed by a dude. That's what I'll tell you. And it's just like, damn, that was intense. Ugh. It's not like you see a lot of shit, okay? You don't see, but you're just like, yeah, you're just overthinking it.
It's just dark and twisted.
Dark and twisted. It's just dark and twisted.
It's just dark and twisted.
Well, I definitely don't want to review Baby Reindeer for episode 100.
There was 100 episodes?
Oh my god. 100 of our pod.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
We could do it for 101.
Yeah, who cares about
that
one?
Or maybe
this
is just, I don't know if we'll talk about it again.
No, we might be done. We might be done in 100 episodes. Oh yeah, the only like milestone
I'm still
I really
entertained. Like, I think, but if you don't like it at 2, then you're probably not going to like it at all.
Oh, I was talking about, like, the pod in general.
I'm talking about Baby Reindeer.
Once we get to 100, like, then if we start 101, then we got to get to 200.
No.
Huh?
You don't, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, it kind of does.
then we're going to sit on 100 for a long time while we assess what we want to do next.
No, we need to figure out
to commit to another 100 episodes.
Podcast to do for our 100th episode. Do you want to have a guest?
Yeah, if we can get someone famous. I just built someone a house at cost. I talked to all the guests.
So, someone famous. How long are we going to wait to make our 100th episode?
Oh, I mean, not wait.
I think it's either going to be Dad or Hudson.
Dad's someone good.
Yeah. Dad's famous. You Google search him on Chrome, you'll find him.
Google Chrome?
If you Google search dad, you'll find him.
Yeah.
That's pretty beast. You Google search me, there's about 100 Zack Knights that are ahead of me.
If
one specific one that's really driving me nuts.
The Indian guy.
Yeah, this Indian guy named Zack Knight is ruining my life.
How high on the list do you think dad is? He has an image on there?
I think if you search Jay Knight, he'll be top four.
He doesn't have a photo under images.
What a loser.
We got Jay Knight, Nashville attorney.
Wow, I wish that was my dad.
yeah, Barnes and Thornburg Law, Jay Knight is the most famous one, that's for sure.
Ew.
Sorry.
Ew.
There's a comedian named Jack Knight that keeps on being like, did you mean Jack Knight? J-A-K.
Did you go to images?
Yeah.
No dad.
I think if you type in Knight Holmes.
No, I swear I searched Jay Knight one time. Maybe this was back
in his heyday. I mean, you could find him on Google. Here he is. He's got this picture on Google.
I swear I did this like... I think he had like a article or something. And I searched him up, and then his picture came up. Well, now he's falling to the limelight of other Jay Knights. Shame.
Okay, let me show you someone, and you tell me what name of movie they're in. I saw this guy on TV the other day, and I said, "Oh, that's the guy from this movie." Taylor said, "That's not a movie." And I said, yeah, that guy's famous. I said, what about... And I was like, oh, wait. I can't think of, like, really any other movies this guy's in. But...
Are you showing it on your phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
You will 100% recognize this guy. And you will have a difficult time coming up with a movie, I think. Ready?
I'm not going to be able to see it from this distance. Oh. Wow.
Recognize him?
Why am I having such a tough time recognizing
him? I know, dude.
All right, yeah. It's like a dad in something.
He's like...
He looks like the Green Goblin.
He looks like... It ain't... You mean from the first one? Willem Dafoe? It's not Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, I know. It's not Willem Dafoe. I don't know. What movie is he in?
He's Harry Osborn in the second one. But
Gust,
I recognize him from October Sky.
Is he really Harry Osborn?
Yeah.
Then what are you talking about? I said it exactly right.
I said from which one? You said the first one.
Oh.
He like is dying in a scene in the one with Andrew Garfield. He's not Willem Dafoe.
That's crazy that I pointed that out.
That's crazy.
No way that I even like thought of that movie.
No, because he's only in it for like a scene where he's dying, but he's literally in it. I know him from October Sky. Remember that movie?
No.
Jake Gyllenhaal, he's shooting rockets. This is his dad, the coal miner, that's like, you get in that coal mine, you stop playing with rockets.
Yeah, that was like the exact opposite of Zoolander.
No, they're both dads from coal miners.
It's the exact same.
Except for Jake Gyllenhaal wants to be a rocket scientist and Zoolander wanted to be a gay model.
He wasn't gay. He had a son in the second one.
He has a son?
Yeah, he's fat. He's fat and they're like, the kid's fat and he's got his own face.
How many times have you seen Zoolander too?
I saw a clip of it recently. But I've seen him once.
He definitely has kids at the end of the first one, actually. He takes some of the Zoolander kids for can't read good and want to learn how to do other things good too.
Yeah. And Zoolander's also like doing some type of like orgy thing with Owen Wilson, the main
girl. But I mean, that could have been gay too.
Oh, it was definitely androgynous. What's the term androgynous?
This guy's name, the actor we were looking at, is Chris Cooper.
Hey, Chris Cooper.
Everyone would recognize him.
Bro,
but
I literally said Harry Osborn.
It was crazy that you said
that.
It was crazy.
I told you. I knew where he was at.
He's in Little Women. He's in Cars 3. You've seen Cars 3.
Love that. Where is he in Cars 3?
Norman Osborn. What's his name?
So Harry is...
The son.
Yeah. I really feel like we need to stop putting all this pressure on James Franco and let him go back to movies.
Pressure on him.
I feel like, so what happened, from my understanding...
He's canceled for...
I thought he was canceled for banging his students, but they were all of age.
I think they were not of age.
No.
What kind of student is of age?
Was he pedophile?
I mean, I'm thinking she was like 16. I thought it was like
a bunch of like 21-year-old girls that were like, oh, a class from James Franco. No one would hate that, dude.
Like, even in college... I had a professor who was like, and this is, he was introducing himself to the class, and he was like, and this is my wife, who was sitting right there when I met her. And I was like, that's freaking weird.
Wait, his wife was in the class?
When we had our first day of class, the professor was introducing himself, and he was like, oh, and here's a picture of my family, here's my wife. And he's like, and she was sitting right there when I met her. I just told the story twice. Next time I tell it, you better look me in the eye.
I'm like trying to find why James Franco.
Yeah, I know why.
I don't think he was trying to bang.
No one would care if he was banging a 21-year-old.
If it was like a teacher-student relationship, then they would.
Did you listen to my story? Listen to my story.
That whole thing. I know Jason Godby being Haley Baldwin.
She listens to the pod. She listens to the pod. Big fan.
Yeah. Hey.
No, it was a college professor, and he...
That seems better.
So what is wrong with what James Franco did if it was a student?
That's what I'm saying. It's the fact that he's in the limelight. No one would think
that was bad.
It's the fact that he's in the limelight and taking advantage of a student as a teacher in a teacher role.
No one would care about that.
I haven't looked it up.
Yeah, but I think it's not that. It was a. It was like a 16-year-old. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. My God,
I'm usually all over the ding.
I know, it's crazy that you're defending James Franco. Now we gotta freaking find out.
All of them consensual, all of them adults. I'm not even a huge fan of this.
In 2014, a 17-year-old girl posted screenshots of alleged messages between her and Franco, who was 35.
All right, I'll stop defending the guy.
Yeah, like, read a book.
What book is that in?
Wikipedia, the James Franco story.
Yeah, you're acting like you just love James Franco way too much, man.
Wait, you're the one who's defending him.
You keep just raving on about James Franco. I went to Gumbo's today.
Did they remember you?
I had to, like, remind them.
Did anyone work there?
No. I would have felt bad if they did. But she was actually, like... I, like, talked to one girl. My server, I didn't recognize her, and I, like, was like, yeah, I used to work here. She was like, oh, yeah? I was like, yeah, like 10 years ago. And she was like, oh, you guys must got a discount? Bonnie.
What'd you say?
She was like, you must know Bonnie. And I was like, I was like, I knew a lady named
Finney. Why did I say I worked here?
No, I don't remember. Like, I didn't picture faces of all the people that I worked with. But, like, you're like, oh, their name was blank, and I'm like, no, couldn't tell you.
Yeah, that's fair. Life. Yeah.
What's up, man? I heard a joke about that once. They were like, I hate when people say they remember faces but not names. But then, like, you can't say the opposite. Like, I remember names but not faces.
True. Like, everyone who knows names knows...
Justin? What's up? I've never met you before in my whole entire life. But yeah, I remember faces, not names.
Yeah,
I think... I know I recognize you, and I'll just be like, what's up, dude? Been a minute. Hey, you! But yeah, I don't know about this show. I already kind of didn't know about this show, so.
But did you not know about it?
I didn't know about it. Like, the girl made me uncomfortable. Everything made me uncomfortable, like, the first two episodes. And now you're saying the fourth episode is just rape?
Yeah, there's grape in it.
There's grape in it?
He gets essayed for sure.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, I don't want to watch
this. You don't? Like,
why Todd wanted us to watch this?
Because it's dark and twisted.
Dark and twisted, just like Todd. Dark and twisted.
You think, what should I name? Should this episode be named Just Jousting or A Smidge of Baby Reindeer?
I named it Just Jousting, episode 99. Briefly talk about Baby Reindeer.
Yeah.
Like I didn't say. I think we just need to do like movie night, episode 99. And then we do the description of what we're going to do in the episode. That's do you want to do our code game?
Yeah.
Do you have any other game?
I don't. I was supposed to bring a bunch of... I wanted, so you know how I still owe you a punishment.
That's so, over, dude. You lost your time.
Well, I was going to bring these marshmallows, and I was going to... I got to pelt you with them until you caught one in your mouth.
Oh, word, I like that. I get to eat the marshmallow.
Don't you think that's a fair punishment?
Yeah, that's fun. How hard are you going to throw them?
So I was going to ask you, should I start off hard and get lighter? Or should I start off... If I start off light and get harder, it almost sounds... You. Then you'll catch the first one.
Yeah.
I think I need to, like, hose them.
That sucks.
And if you catch one, you will stop wearing it. And I will, like,
I don't like that very much at all.
I think, well, the other one was I was just going to see how many you could shove in your mouth. But that seemed not as good.
I'd rather do that.
Yeah, I think we got to play the pelt mellow game.
Okay.
Are we playing a number or a word?
Well, let's do number first and then we'll do word.
Tip-a-tip-a-doo. Oh, man.
Do you have four numbers?
You'll never get this one. Good number. You ready?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Yeah, you need it.
0619.
No, what am I, Rey Mysterio? Zero.
I said I'd never get it.
3754.
One. One, two, seven, six.
Zero. Three, six, eight, seven.
One. Two, three, four, five.
Zero. Now, I think this game's a lot of fun, but what do you think it's like listening at home?
Maybe not great. All right, then let's just do the numbers. I feel like we're almost at an hour anyways.
Yeah, well, I'll ask... we'll just have to ask for advice on this one.
Okay.
I love the game.
I love it.
I could play this for hours in the car.
Yeah, for sure.
Who are you riding the beach with?
Nobody.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
Hudson canceled. He's watching my dog.
Who's still going?
Like five people.
Jordan, Jack, Chris. No Jordan? Trevon. Jordan's not coming, right?
Jack, Jordan, Chris, Trevon.
Jordan is coming.
Okay.
I'm asking.
No.
3123.
One. Three, seven, six, four.
Zero.
What? Did you put numbers down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you thought you would just magically have one by now? 3366.
One. 4823.
One. 3 4. 7 5 1 Dang.
4, 5, 3, 1.
1. 3, 5, 4, 1.
1. All right.
I had to be getting close.
4, 6, 1, 9.
0.
Okay.
3...
2, 3, 9. 3, 2, 3, 9.
Yeah.
2. Back. 5, 8, 3, 8.
0.
What?
3, 2, 1, 8.
2. F you, man. All right, so it's gonna be 6, 7, 2, 1.
6, 7, 2, 1, 0.
What?
All right. 3, 2. 9, 2.
1.
1?
You thought you had to figure that out, you dumb son of a bitch.
Oh, but you know what? That really just lightened the load.
7, 8.
7, 5, 8, 1. 7, 5, 8, 1, 1.
What in the ass?
Three, 8. 1, 9. Got it?
What'd you say?
3, 8, 1, 9.
It's 3.
3, 8, 1, 9.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all of them?
Yeah. Congratulations. What was yours?
8, 5, 0, 3.
You're a piece of shit, dude.
I knew you would never guess it.
Yeah, it's a stupid number. All right, you want to be done?
Let's put something on there, and then we 20 questions it.
Okay.
What should the category be?
TV shows.
Okay. So, the name of a show or a character from a show?
The name.
Okay, I like that.
Don't we have to, like, switch pads?
Let me see.
Because if I put this over my own forehead, I'm going to be pretty popular.
Here we go.
What
about
you show me?
I wrote down 2. That's for the joke.
I like that.
I was really hoping you didn't ask because I was planning that.
Filling in my letters now.
I can't believe those framers thought that you were such a beta that they could just
dumbass.
Steal from you.
I was like, What, we didn't use any of these 7 OSB? What, are we going to take that back to Home Depot? I doubt it. You guys were trying to freaking steal 7 OSB from me.
Okay, it's the one on the very bottom.
It's behind you. That?
Except for it's upside down.
Don't look.
Am I looking?
You looked at the... Yeah.
Oh.
At the video.
You're already there. All right. What are we doing? 20 questions?
Yeah.
All right. Am I on Netflix?
Not that I know of.
Am I on Hulu?
Not that I know of.
You piece of shit. Did you see? Would've wasted these. No.
If you ask me if this is on something, I'm not going to know.
Is this an A-list television show?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't know if it was ever on Netflix?
I'm sure it was on Netflix before.
Was it on HBO?
I don't think so.
No, HBO.
No, it wouldn't be an HBO.
That shit tight.
No.
Breaking Bad?
No.
Is it popular?
Yeah, that, or what you might call it, A-list. Top 10? I don't know.
The Last of Us?
No.
Like, strictly HBO.
Are you looking?
I am not looking, but that's the way you cheated the last time.
No, I haven't.
I saw
once.
The video.
You keep. Oh, you saw the
video. I clipped it, you son of a bitch.
Oh, you son right. of a bitch.
that's my mom.
If I'm a son
about.
Of a bitch, you're a son of a bitch.
That's my mother you're talking about. All right. I hate this game. I swear, the people. Like, when I watch somebody
cheat
20 questions, I'm like, they're like, man, they have the perfect questions. Is it a male protagonist?
I think so. I think there's, like, several.
Yeah, well, it's also tough when all you're giving me is I think so is in maybe once.
All your questions are shitty. Ask about,
is
like...
Is it a main character male?
There's a lot of main characters. I think I've ever seen this show.
Have you ever seen this show?
No. Ask me if you've...
F you,
ask me
dude.
If you've ever seen
Why would you... Have I ever seen this
yes.
show?
Yes.
One Piece.
No. Ask me if it's anime.
Is it anime?
No.
I hate you.
Ask me if it's a comedy.
I hate you. I don't even want to ask. Is it a comedy? My
no.
arms are falling off holding no. this freaking notebook.
Well, I know what it is. You don't have to hold it up.
Is it...
I'm going to keep talking on the mic so you can't stop. Can you see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Yeah, you did.
Bro, I promise I didn't see it. Alright, so...
Ask me if
is this about, like, people that get, like, lost on...
You're a bitch, man.
Lost on an island?
Yeah.
Ask is
me
it
there's
lost?
A polar bear in it. You
All
bitch.
Right, you go first.
Why did you do that?
You said it wasn't on Netflix. That was like a Netflix original. One of the first.
No, it was on Netflix before. But what am I supposed to mention? Everything that was on Netflix before?
It was on Netflix, dog.
If it was a Netflix original.
If you had told me it was on Netflix, I would have been like, oh, Lost?
Oh my god, you're such a bitch.
You're dumb.
Is this right?
Turn it around. What is
it? Turn it around. Alright, you ready?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Yeah, it looks pretty sketch. I try to like deepen the letters. Yeah, show them real quick.
Yeah,
that's what we got.
That's
all right.
What they can see. Is it a comedy?
No.
Is it animated?
No.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes.
Currently?
Probably.
Okay, so you don't even know. Is it a drama?
No.
Is it action?
Yeah. More action than drama.
Does it have a lot of guns?
No.
Does it have a lot of drugs?
Yes.
Does it have more drugs than guns?
Yes.
Is it Breaking Bad?
Yeah. That was my first guess on yours.
Yeah, I had a feeling it was Breaking Bad pretty
Breaking
early.
Breaking Bad?
Dude, I don't know
I get
why
clustered,
when
dude.
You put that thing
I
on your
so
head,
panicked.
You turn into
I
a freaking
so...
idiot.
I get so panicked. I don't know like what to ask about
ask
that.
Ask me this.
Pardon? Did they use light cameras to film this? You did this good. My Breaking Bad was terrible. I only got to like the reeking.
You want more? You want a redemption?
No. I don't think I'm going to do
this. First time I played this game, you said, I love this game. I could play this every day.
And you said that. Were like, yeah, I'm sure I said that. Oh, I love this game. I can play this every day. I bet that was me. Where's my
pen?
It.
Where's your pen? Dingus.
All right, let's do.
I wonder if there's someone like famous that no one knows that we could get on the pod, like the dude who invented
peanut butter.
Yeah, but I feel like he's long gone. George Washington Carver or something.
You'd be surprised.
Imagine that how smart that guy was. Imagine if we mix peanuts.
Let's just blend these bitches up.
Yeah, and then we're gonna put it in this butter. Is peanut butter literally just peanuts and butter?
I think it's just peanuts.
No butter?
You can blend up peanuts and get peanut
butter. Butter and
there's
peanut
hella
butter.
Oil in peanut butter.
So oil and peanuts.
There's hella oil in peanuts, I think.
Dude, if you blend peanuts up, it's not turning
into
peanuts.
You think it's just granule?
I think there's butter in there, too.
So oil and nut.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
What a freaking genius. What about the guy that invented...
Oh, it's so easy to get mad rich back then. Somebody made Post-its and they are a billionaire now.
Are we sure?
I'm sure.
Are you sure the guy that invented peanut butter is rich? I guarantee you the guy who invented peanut butter guy...
He got douched.
He got douched.
I was going to say...
Yeah,
I heard. Yeah, yeah, I heard.
Peanut butter. Anyway, don't gotta apologize to me.
Only God.
Yeah. Are you doing another TV show?
Yeah. Mine's a TV show. You don't have to do one if you don't want.
Okay, I'm.
Well, at least tell me because I told you.
Yeah.
Movie?
TV show.
Oh, okay. Making a big deal about it for nothing.
I was thinking of something first. Don't be a little bitch. Man, excited about the beach?
Yeah, I'm juiced.
Me too. Do you and your friends have any plans, or you guys are just going?
Winging it.
You want to wing it?
Yeah.
Is that a wing place?
Yeah, it's beast. Dude, I'm just, like, coloring in now, like, just waiting on you.
Oh, I was coloring, too. I thought I was waiting on you.
Really? All right, then I'm ready.
All right. Mine's really good.
Yeah.
Don't look! You freaking bastard. Did you already see?
No. Am I on Netflix?
Yes.
Am I, about guns?
Am I a blonde guns?
Am I about guns?
No, not a single drugs? Gun. Not a single drug.
Am I about, family?
Not really.
Wednesday?
No.
Do I have mechs?
That's literally about the Addams Family.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like that's what you were thinking when you asked the family question. Do you have what?
Mech.
What's
like
that?
Mechanical stuff, like a mechanical.
Not armor. A single mech. No.
This set in the old days.
Kind of invented days, but if they were days,
invented days,
they would be old if they were real.
Peaky Blinders.
No. No, but that's based in the old days.
Yeah, okay.
These are like days that don't really exist.
Idiot.
But they're more old than they are.
Westworld.
No.
HBO.
That's future, in fact.
Fallout.
Don't just guess shows. Ask me questions about the show.
I don't know.
You haven't even asked if it was animated yet.
Is it animated?
Yes.
What?
It doesn't that limit it?
One Piece?
No.
Is there a live action character in it?
There is live action in it. There is live action.
Sonic.
No. What do you mean? It's a TV show.
But there, it's animated, and there's also real people in
it. No, not what I meant. There's an animated one. There's a live action one. Kind of how, like, there's Dragons. A Lion King, and then there's a...
Lion King.
This is a TV show. Dude, you are, like, so bad.
I panic every time I put this up on my...
Can you even see?
I don't know. Does the main character have an arrow on the head?
You're such a little prick. All right, is this right?
Yeah, I hate this game, dude. All right.
It was Avatar. My drawing was pretty good, huh?
Yeah, it'll look. Oh, nice.
All right. Is this a cartoon?
No.
Is it a... Is there multiple versions of this?
No.
Like a remake? Is it a comedy?
No.
Is it on HBO?
No.
Is it a TV show?
Yes.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes.
Is it action?
Not really.
Is it a sequel?
No.
Is it a Netflix original?
No.
What's so funny? Is it... Has it come out in the last 5 years?
No.
Is it from the 90s?
No.
Is it from the 2000s?
Yeah.
And it's, you said it's not a comedy?
Correct.
Action?
Not really.
Drama?
Kinda.
Is it, what's it called? What's the point? You're driving me nuts with this. Is it reality TV?
No.
You said it's on Netflix? It's not a Netflix original. It's a drama.
Correct.
It's... What? is it, Baby Reindeer?
No.
Oh, that's the original, and it's not from 2000s. Is the main... Is it Lost? Is it?
You got you big idiot.
I got it.
Yeah, after 32 questions, I'd like to see a counter on how many questions you
I'd
asked.
Like to see a counter on how
I only asked like four. I can only think of four.
Was it?
Is it television?
You're like all the jokes I made about Gronk.
Yeah.
Even
Gronk. We know that not real money. Gronk was just sitting there pissed. Alright, we good?
Yeah, that was fun.
Keep on watching.